Midterm Mayhem.
Midterm Mayhem.
Midterm Mayhem.
4:05 every weekday afternoon, we bring you Midterm Mayhem. The madness, the mayhem, that is the 2022 midterm election. I'm Gatos, and for Chad, it's Barry Markson.
Hello.
Okay, so let's get to it. Kerry Lake wins. It was called last night. They've got most of the votes in, and she is victorious. So we talked to Dr. Kelly Ward earlier today. Yeah. I know. Shocking, right?
Yep.
Arizona GOP chairwoman. In about 15 minutes, we're going to replay a little bit of that. Remember, she called me a lightweight loser.
Not this time.
We'll see. We'll see. She's obviously very happy.
All right.
Her candidate won. One thing that, Kelly Ward said that I thought was a little bit interesting was this. Let me just, it's a very minor thing, but...
Well, I mean, I certainly hope that my influence did help get them over the finish line, though I did stay pretty neutral.
Where was she neutral?
Yeah, she wasn't neutral. She says she's neutral because she didn't formally endorse anybody. But the fact is, really for the first time in history, the Arizona Republican Party, the official party, picked winners and losers in a primary.
It's weird, yeah.
It's never happened before. And right. She referred to this too, but the former Robert Graham, Jonathan Lyons, the last several...
I don't know who they are.
They're the last several chair people of the chairman of the Republican Party her. Yeah. They all said this is... bad. What you're doing is bad because it's not going to help unify the party after the primary. None of the other candidates won, so it's not an issue. But how could Karen Taylor Robeson, if she had won, how could she trust Kelly Ward and the Republican Party when they were actively campaigning against her?
It'd be pretty tough.
It's an odd deal. And now you're in this weird position as the party where they have a whole bunch of Republicans who don't want to give them money. They don't have a lot of money saved up in their coffers for the general election.
You're talking about Kerry Lake?
I'm talking about the party itself that Kelly Ward is the chairperson of.
The Arizona Republican Party.
The Arizona Republican Party does not have anywhere near the amount of money as the Arizona Democratic Party. They don't have the money to help their candidates win. The folks that they would go to for a lot of the fundraising aren't going to give them money because of the way they handled it. So it becomes this, they're talking, they like doing stuff on Twitter and saying outrageous things, and we'll see if that can change now going forward. But Gatos, even as Kelly Ward was telling us we're going to get together, there's going to be unity, she took the opportunity just during the interview to say negative things about other Republicans.
But that's what that part of the party does.
Yeah.
That's what Kerry Lake does. That's what Donald Trump does. That's what Dr. Kelly Ward does. That's what we expect.
Right.
You're listening to Midterm Mayhem. Every day at 4:05, we bring you the madness, the mayhem that is the 2020 midterm election. One thing I wanted to mention was Karen Taylor Robeson was very classy in defeat.
Yes.
Okay.
Very grace. A lot of grace.
What if the shoe were on the other foot? What if today we're talking about Karen Taylor Robeson winning? Kerry Lake would not be nearly as classy. What we'd have today are lawsuits. We'd have lawyers. We'd have arguing.
Allegations of fraud.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't say for certain that that's what would have happened if Robeson won, but I can almost say for certain that's what would have happened.
You absolutely would have had that. These Republicans who ended up winning in the primary basically said that, and several of them said it directly. Mark Fincham, who's the Republican nominee for Secretary of State, he flat out said, "I will never concede. That if I don't win this election, it's because of fraud. I will never concede."
Well, I think Lake said she wouldn't concede either.
Right. So that's what would have happened. And I'll tell you, in November, if they don't win, we can count on it. They're going to say there was fraud. They're going to say that they're going to say it was stolen from them. We already see it's a brand now. This is the same thing as saying you're anti-abortion or whatever else they're we're against the border.
Yeah, but you know who doesn't like that kind of stuff?
Who's that?
Republicans.
Yeah.
So, I have said this a lot. I don't, when I call this part of the party MAGA, I don't think that's a bad word. Do you? I don't know what else to say. Like,
they're the orange mafia.
It's the Trump side of it.
Yeah.
Okay. You got the Trump side of it, and then you've got conservatives. You know who doesn't like the fraud allegations? Republicans, conservatives. Yeah. I think the MAGA part of the party, they either expect it, like it, believe it. I don't know. I don't know.
No, they require it.
They require it.
This is what they need to hear, and that's why Kerry Lake and Mark Fincham and other people keep giving it to them. But Gatos, I think you're right. I had a text today. I was showing you at the show during the show. I have a lot of friends who are Republicans, and they are. This one guy said, I've been a lifelong Republican my entire life. I've given money to the party. He said, I changed my affiliation to independent. I am not going to vote for any of these people in Arizona who won. And I'm giving money to Democrats for the first time. That's incredible, because he's looking at this and saying it's disqualifying. If you're a Republican, if you're anybody, and you're saying, I'm not going to certify elections, I'm not going to have peaceful transfer of power. That is the essence of this country. If we don't have that, if we cannot agree to allow that we can lose, that you can lose an election, then we have no country. We have an authoritarianism. And there are a lot of Republicans, I think, who feel this way.
Midterm mayhem every day at 4:05. The madness, the mayhem, that is the 2022 midterm election. Okay, so Kerry Lake officially wins. All right. How does she, and I asked Dr. Kelly Ward, I mean, how do you guys reach out to conservatives who don't like their choices? How do you guys reach out to independents like me? I don't like the choices. And I've said it before, too. I cannot vote for someone who is an election denier, and I won't. It's just, you're not fit for office. If you're living in a different world, that's not the world that I live in. You know, I'm going to have to hold my nose one way or the other. And I just will not vote for someone who's an election denier. So, but how does Kerry Lake get some people who are not the MAGA people, they're already there, the Republicans, the conservatives, independents like me. Yeah. I don't know how you do it. I don't know what that message looks like.
Yeah. I think she's just going to play up some of the other things. She's going to talk about the border. She's going to talk about inflation.
Yeah.
And that'll be effective. And she's going to tie Katie Hobbs to Joe Biden, and that you're going to see
that's effective too.
You're going to see that over and over and over again, and that may work. But I agree with you. It's if you're not somebody who's willing to lose and to recognize that the system and the government and the country are more important than your win, then it's disqualifying, and I can't vote for you.
People do not put country over party. And you know what? I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Nobody does it.
I agree,
and we should. But not. I can't think of one person that does it. I know Grant Woods used to do it.
Well, I think I'll give you an example on the Republican side. I think you're seeing Liz Cheney do it right now. Liz Cheney is her political career to do what she knows is right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Rusty Bowers did it.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So there are people who are doing it. Frankly, there's a whole lot of people. Stephen Risher is doing it. You have Bill Gates and the other guys on the Republicans on the Board of Supervisors in Maricopa County are doing it. You have a lot of people who have given up their political careers or making it worse for themselves, but they're doing the right thing.
All right. That is Midterm Mayhem every day at 4:05. Coming up next is Five Spot. Very specific phone call today. We want you to call us if you voted for Karen Taylor Robeson.
All right.
We've got a really interesting question. I'm not going to let you know what it is yet. But if you voted for Karen Taylor Robeson, I want you to call 277-5827, 277-KTAR. Five Spot, where we put you on the spot about a news story everybody's talking about, only if you voted for Karen Taylor Robeson. Five Spot is next. All right. AZ Trim Light. I got five balls.
Five Spot with Gatos and Chad.
That's right, Five Spot, where we put you on the spot about a news story everybody's talking about. All right, five calls. We've asked only calls if you voted for Karen Taylor Robeson.
All right.
Okay?
That.
So we got five calls. Here's the question. Will you now support Kerry Lake? It's very simple. You know, maybe...
So you're saying if you voted for Karen Taylor Robeson in the primary...
Now you got to pick.
Are you going to vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Right.
You're going to vote for Kerry Lake or Katie Hobbs?
You going to sit out? What are you going to do?
Yeah. All right.
First call, Alex in Phoenix on KTAR. You voted for Robeson. Will you support Lake? Why or why not?
I'm unsure.
Okay. It's fair.
I may write in a Libertarian candidate. Or I may vote for Kerry Lake because I think she probably can't be worse than Katie Hobbs.
Okay, that's fair. Thanks. You hear the struggle in his voice. For some people, it's going to be like, it's going to be like that. For other people, it's going to be like, listen, I'm a Republican. I got to go with Lake.
Some might be, I can't do it. I can't get to where Lake is.
Eric in Peoria, you voted for Robeson. Will you support Lake?
Yes, I'm going to. I'm even a MAGA person, but I still voted for the non-MAGA candidates because I know how the voters in Arizona are. So
yeah.
So you are a MAGA. You are a MAGA guy. You said, right?
Yes, and I did not vote for.
I got to tell you, you're a smart voter, man. Listen, all the MAGA candidates might win. Okay, they might win in November, but Eric, it's interesting that you looked and said, "I don't think that these guys are electable, gals are electable. I'm going to go for maybe someone like a Boleyn or maybe somebody like Robeson." That's really interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah, because you think the MAGA candidates have a bigger chance of losing to the Democrats in November?
Could be. Chip and Gilbert on KTAR. This is a 5 spot. All right, Chip, you voted for Robeson. Will you support Lake?
Yes, I will. I'm about 75% there, kind of undecided. I don't know that I consider myself a MAGA person, but I did vote for Jim Layman over Blake Masters, and I'm looking at Mark Kelly. I think he's the worst out of all the MAGA candidates that are there, but to answer your direct question, I'm about 75% there to vote for Kerry Lake.
What would the Democratic candidates have to do to get you to change your mind or go to that 25%?
Come to the center a little bit more, be a little bit more negotiable.
Yeah.
Kerry Lake's got to walk towards the center as well. I mean, do you not agree? Let's forget 2 years ago. We have to worry about the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chip, thank you.
I agree.
All right. Caller number 4, Shannon in Phoenix. You voted for Robeson. Will you support Lake?
I'm sure. Just before your 5 spot, I decided I have to look at each candidate, their position on the issues that affect Arizona the most, and decide at that time. It doesn't matter if someone's Republican or Democrat. It's what are they going to do to most benefit Arizona.
So unsure.
Unsure.
Does it bother you that these MAGA candidates are saying they're still focused on the 2020 election and they're saying they won't certify future elections if it's not their candidate winning? Does that bother you at all?
It does. It's over with and done with. We need to move on. Yep. It's just creating and spewing hate, and that's not good for anyone.
Yep. All right, Shannon, thank you. Last caller, Wayne in Phoenix on KTAR. You voted for Robeson. Can you support Lake?
Absolutely not.
All right, so that's our first absolutely not.
Yeah.
I've been a Republican for 32 years, and 30 of them I was proud, but the MAGA thing had it 15 minutes. It's lasted too long. It's got to go away. It's got to end. Too much drama. There's already enough drama in Washington, D.C., without bringing MAGA into it as well, and I want the MAGA crap out of my state, so I will vote for a Democratic governor for the first time in my life.
All right, Wayne, thank you. Boy, that hurt him to say. Mixed review. Some are going to vote for Lake. Some are unsure. We had one just there. Absolutely not. I cannot vote for Lake. So, you know, there you go. There is some wiggle room in there. Some people are going to decide yes or no, but I think it was a mixed bag out of the 5 calls.
I think it was exactly, and I think this is a reflective of the Republican Party in Arizona right now. I think you had basically 1 of the 5 saying, I'm voting for Lake, maybe 2 out of the 5.
Okay.
You have a couple of Republicans saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've never not voted for Republican, but I'm thinking about it. And then 20% of the calls said, one guy said, I can't do it. I'm going Democrat. I have to tell you, I think that's really reflective of the party.
If you're a Republican, do you just say, we need a reset? And if that's you, then your vote, you know who to vote for. But I don't know if Republicans are going to do it. I don't know. Coming up next, we actually spoke to Dr. Kelly Ward earlier today, Arizona GOP chairwoman. She really doesn't like me. That's an understatement. She's actually called me a lightweight loser. Now, when we brought her on the show, did she call me a lightweight loser again? You'll have to listen next. Fantastic radio.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
All right, earlier today, we were chatting with Dr. Kelly Ward, Arizona GOP chairwoman. If you didn't know, she has called me a name before, a couple names, Barry. She doesn't really like me.
Oh, how can anybody not like you?
Have you heard about the lonesome loser? Gatos lightweight loser.
Queen of hearts every time.
Losers.
Have you heard about the
Losers.
Oh.
Gatos are lightweight losers.
All right. So, hey, listen.
We brought her back.
We brought her back on. So that was kind of, you know, that was kind of, I had to ask her that first, right?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the a portion of the interview with Dr. Kelly Ward, who's happy today because Kerry Lake officially wins, right? The problem was we started off a little bit tough. Chad's not here, by the way, right?
Chad is not here.
Okay, roll it. Dr. Ward, how are you today?
Hey, Chad. Well, I'm doing great. This has been an amazing election for the primary, record-shattering turnout for Republicans and for everyone, but for Republicans especially. And we had victories across the board, up and down the ballot for America First candidates. So I'm doing great.
Chad is not here, by the way. Barry Markson, I'm Gatos. It's okay. Don't worry about
Gatos.
It.
Oh, sorry. It's sorry, right. Gatos. No. Sorry. I don't know. I don't even know if you're Gatos or you're Barry.
I'm Gatos.
I mean, I know Barry's obsessed with me. He was just tweeting obsessively.
Barry.
I felt like AOC.
Barry,
he wanted to date me. I didn't know.
Dr. Ward and I like to text or tweet sometimes. It's all right.
Dr. Ward, a few years ago, you called me a lightweight loser. Am I still a lightweight loser, Dr. Ward?
Well, I haven't listened to you since then, so I don't know. Maybe I should give you a chance before I just go full on and say, yes, you are. I can't tell. I know you guys are sponsoring the Rusty Bowers pity tour. He's in the pity party now. Because he's not a Republican in good standing in my party, so he must be in the pity party, and you guys are helping him, so I don't know.
At the end of the interview, tell me if I'm a lightweight loser. Maybe you change your mind, and then we'll kind of go from there. We're joined by Dr. Kelly Ward, Arizona GOP chairwoman, who has every right to be happy today as Kerry Lake is victorious over Karen Taylor Robeson.
I'm not happy that she's victorious over Karen Taylor Robeson. Karen's a nice lady. She's done so much for the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And I want her to come and unite with us so that we take that governor's race. I am extremely happy that Kerry won. Kerry talks about the things that are important to me and are important to the voter. She's talking about securing the border. She's talking about election integrity. She's talking about the economy. She's talking about how important our kids are. And so, yes, she is a formidable opponent to take on the radical leftist Katie Hobbs.
It's obviously a clean win for everybody that President Trump endorsed. A lot of people, including Republicans and former GOP chairs here in Arizona, were a bit surprised that you seem to be kind of picking winners in the primary. You seem to support certain people in each of the offices. How come you did that, and do you think that was a part of the reason why they all won?
Well, I mean, I certainly hope that my influence did help get them over the finish line, though I did stay pretty neutral until the Trump rally when I did not endorse anyone, but I did announce to the crowd who I voted for. And if people want to vote like me, I'm like, come on, that's how we're going to save America. I feel like we are in a political war right now. There is some going on within the party, but also, of course, with these radical leftist Democrats whose policies are pounding everyday Americans. I mean, heck, they want to have 87,000 new IRS agents so that they can audit the middle class, for goodness sake.
Dr. Kelly Ward joins us. She's the Arizona GOP chair here on KTAR. All right, so you mentioned one of the big things that Kerry Lake ran on, and you've been trumpeting quite a bit, is election integrity. And I know I wanted to ask you this for a long time, but back shortly after the election in 2020, there's a text that you sent to people on the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors saying, we need you to stop counting votes. Why did you want them to stop counting the people's votes?
I wanted them to stop counting illegal votes. And all of my texts are out there in the public record,
right?
Because the Board of Supervisors put them out.
Dr. Ward, why did you tell them to stop counting votes?
Because they were counting illegal ballots.
Back when you sent that text in November of 2020, which of the ballots were illegal?
The ones that they should have been looking at. That were delivered by the 2,000 mules, the 207,000 that are likely to have been delivered in Arizona. The issues were brought to the attention of the supervisors again and again and again. And all that anyone asked them to do was to look for the problems. And instead, Steve Chukri told me what they showed us just looked fine. It wasn't what they showed you. It's what you didn't see. And we now are seeing the dirty underwear of the elections departments across the whole state, because now people have their eyes open and they're watching what happens as we vote.
Dr. Kelly Ward is joining us, Arizona GOP chairwoman. All right, so, you know, Carrie Lake brought up fraud. Why are we not investigating this? Why aren't we having an audit? Why aren't we having an exhaustive investigation? If she says that you guys know of some fraud in this election, I haven't seen any proof of that. If there is proof, I'd like to see it. Why aren't we checking every allegation by Carrie Lake? And why isn't she bringing that to people who need to look at this?
I would love to see every issue. I will tell you, we set up a hotline, basically, for people. If they saw something, they could report it. az.protectthevote.com. We got many, many, many reports from all over the state, and those were funneled through our attorneys at the Republican Party of Arizona.
Did you investigate it?
You can't just do an investigation in 5 minutes. You guys both know that. Barry, Gatos, you guys know you can't do an investigation in at the snap of a finger. And
so we are looking into those problems
so that they can be fixed. Our attorneys are doing what we know about. I'm not sure. I'm sure Carrie has attorneys. I believe Tim Lasota.
Why not turn over any evidence that you have or that Carrie Lake has of election fraud in this election to law enforcement so it can be investigated?
We will, but our attorneys have to make sure that it is actually legitimate before those things are turned over.
Okay.
That's why we have the attorneys in process. So,
okay.
I mean, and you can't talk to our attorneys because they're just doing their job. And when we find something, we will go to the a proper place and take action that needs to be taken.
All right, that was a little earlier today. Dr. Kelly Ward with us, Arizona GOP chairwoman.
That part cracked me up, that last part, Gatos, because Carrie Lake said there's fraud. We're aware of it already in this election. She didn't say we're looking into it. There's fraud. And now Kelly Ward saying our lawyers are looking into it, and if there's something real, we'll give it to law enforcement. It's so I don't even understand how anybody believes anything that they say about this stuff. There is no evidence of fraud. And I'm just going to say this, too. The 2,000 mules thing, she talked about that.
It's horse crap.
There's nothing in there that is evidence of fraud.
Yeah.
It's zero. You could watch a Bugs Bunny cartoon with the Beethoven's Fifth underneath it and get more information about fraud. There is no evidence of fraud in that last election. Crazy.
Coming up next. I agree. Coming up next.
Coming up.
Should we put homeless people up in empty hotel rooms in downtown Phoenix? Wait until you hear this story next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
All right.
Here we go.
Very, very busy day, very busy show. We'll talk economy next hour. There is actually something to celebrate from July.
Yes.
Two or three things.
Yeah.
1 month doesn't...
It's better. It's better.
Barry's in for Chad. All right. I got to tell you, California came up with this this idea, and I'll tell you if it went through. But here it is. We have a homeless problem here in the Valley. Certainly, if you go downtown Phoenix, you see a lot of tents. It's very sad. You know, thank goodness we're having a mild summer. But I also feel like the people in the tents, they're getting hammered by the monsoon. And what an awful, awful feeling that must be. We don't know how that, most of us don't know how that feels.
Yeah.
But what do we do? What do we do to get them off the street? How do we get them help? So get this. You ready? In California, because California is crazy. In California, they said, well, what we're going to do is we're going to call the hotels around L.A. And, how many empty rooms do you guys have? We have 40. Okay, we're going to bring you 40 homeless people. Hang up. Let's call another hotel. All right, how many rooms do you have? We have 10 rooms open, but we're going to bring 10 homeless people, and we're going to put them in a hotel.
It's actually worse than this, Gato. So every day by 2 o'clock, the hotels will have to report to the city how many empty rooms they have.
Yeah.
And at that point, the city will start bringing the people over to the hotel.
Do they get the amenities? Is that mean to say? Is that wrong? Do I get the pool key? I mean, I don't know.
Do they get to use the pool and the gym? That'd be nice. Take some shampoos with them. It's a good thing.
First of all,
this is ridiculous.
It's a terrible idea.
Ridiculous.
It's an awful idea. The hotels don't want this.
No, the people in the hotels don't want this.
No.
I mean, no offense. I mean, look.
No, I know.
I get the idea. You want to get people off the street, but you're staying in a Ritz-Carlton or something, and you're walking in the lobby with like a homeless guy who's talking to himself. I mean, you can't. This is craziness.
You don't want. It's not. It's not an answer.
No.
It's not a solution. So. L.A., the city council, they looked at it.
Wow.
And they actually voted it down.
Really?
Yeah.
It's shocking.
They voted it down. I'm surprised. Because
were they upset it didn't come with a free breakfast? What was the problem? What was the problem, Gatos?
I don't know.
All right.
This is something that they would vote for in L.A. So I guess, you know, people complained and they said, you know, you guys better not vote for this and all that. So it actually, it was the city council voted 11-1 and voted it down.
But here's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
They're going to send it to the ballot. They're going to let the people decide. They voted 12-0
yeah.
to send the measure to the ballot and let the people decide if hotels should be forced to take homeless people every single day.
Hotels should not be forced to take homeless people.
Can you imagine?
No.
I mean, I don't even care what it is. The Sheraton. You have business people staying there. You have family staying there. And you're just going to have homeless people wandering in and out as guests.
There's a better solution out there, and this isn't it.
There has to be. And look, this is an incredibly difficult. The homeless situation in California is bad in Arizona. It's really bad in California. But my goodness, this can't be the answer. It can't be the answer.
So, you know, what is the answer?
I mean, if they really want to do that, buy some old hotels and turn them into rooms that homeless people can use. I mean, there's
a lot of liability there. You're a lawyer. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know, but you turn it into a shelter. You figure something out. But
what about Trump's idea? Did you hear Trump's idea? Which I don't think is that bad.
Oh, no. What is it?
He said, listen, you buy some land that you can get relatively cheap.
Yep.
He said, build decent tents.
Yep, I did see that. Yep.
You get psychologists there. You get drug rehab there.
Yep.
And
it's not a bad idea.